Hello, good morning, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I took off last week because I was teaching practitioners some of the same things we share here on Cellular Healing TV, because our goal is to change the world, to teach you what you need to do, actually the opposite, 180 degrees of what you hear in the media and even on health and wellness websites, because what we teach is real. Dr. Pomp is taking off today. He's with his family, so it's David and I hosting. I had a last-minute guest that wasn't able to get to a computer, so we have a couple new guests that we're bringing on in the next several weeks. We're in a conversation with them to make sure that we can clear up their schedule. It's kind of hard to do it at 10 a.m. For some of these guests, so we're going to have to figure out some pre-recording or what we need to do, because there's some great information and experts out there. Today's topic is, and we've hit this topic in the past, but we want to take it from a little different perspective. You know, from David and I's perspective, is, you know, the right way to exercise. I know we've discussed burst training, right, David, in the past.
Yeah.
And also, you can call it high-intensity training, HIIT training. And then that moves into some of the things we want to talk about is the CrossFit training and some of the high-intensity workouts that are out there, you know, even online, and some of the programs like Insanity. What your wife does, David, and we can talk about why those programs are so addicting, and really, really where you need to start. So you may be watching this today going, well, where do I start? Do I start at CrossFit? Am I an elite athlete like that? Well, no. So, David, let's open up and start having a conversation about exercise. What is the right exercise? One thing that I'll tell you that's a hot button for me is when I let me back up a little bit, you know, I was teaching on marketing. I'm a marketer. Not only that, but I've been in the health and wellness industry, and I consider myself at some level, you know, a health and wellness expert as well, because I've been at this and have tried and done everything alongside Dr. Pompa and other practitioners for the last, well, since I had my personal health challenges starting back in 2004. So I've been on the natural route for quite some time. And one of the things I've learned in marketing, and we've, you know, watch this. You can watch a lot of the Nike video. I don't know where you would type it in, but it's running to greatness. And there's a culture code out there that running equals weight loss. Running equals you're going to do great and you're going to be healthy. That's in our culture. We think if we run, we can do whatever we want to do. Hey, I'm going to eat this candy bar, and now I'm going to run around the stadium 10 times, and now the effects of that candy bar have now been removed.
Well, that's justification, though. That's justification, and that's where most people go.
No, they believe it, David. They believe it. Because it's not justification. They actually believe it. They think that they can burn it off. I have run my engine hotter, and I can put whatever I want into the furnace. That's what they believe. And I hear it from, you know, at the gym. You know, some of these guys believe that. I've been involved in triathlons. They believe the same. They just like, let's exercise more, burn that on. What should I eat? I've heard them ask, like, some top athletes. And now this is, again, probably going 5 to 8 years ago. I don't know if this same person would say that, but a top triathlete would say, what do I eat to be as great as you? He's like, just run your engine harder, hotter, and you'll burn off whatever, because it doesn't matter. Now, we know it's Cellular Healing TV. What we eat and ingest affects us at the cellular level. And affects the integrity of our cell membrane, the good things coming in and the bad things going out. So it does affect you at the cellular level. It does cause oxidative stress and damage, I mean, throughout your body, and nutrient depletion, obviously, if you're not eating good, healthy foods that come along nutrients. So this is a major culture. The culture believes this. And, you know, this may not be shocking to you or I, David, but it's quite shocking to some of the people watching this video that running equals health, you know, because honestly, there's no research that says that it does, besides the fact that it helps with cardiovascular circulation, at some level detoxification, so it has its benefits. But exercise in general, how do you do it right? David, discuss how you do it, you know, how you did it before you met us, and how you do it now, and let's get into some of the questions that I know that the audience has given us over the last several months, and we'll try to address those today on Cellular Healing TV. Thanks for joining us.
Well, before I met you, if you recall, I was on about a year and a half kick of being a vegetarian. And to me, being a vegetarian meant that I could eat pastas, I could eat grains, I could eat all of these things. And when you met me, I was pretty, I would say, to put it kindly, inflamed at the cellular level. I was puffy. I had different health challenges that we've talked about, and you guys opened my eyes to something different. I thought that if I ran, that's how I burned everything off. If I wanted to drop some weight, you know, I'd cut out carbs for a couple weeks or reduce the carbs for a couple weeks. But literally, if I had one piece of bread, I had to have like 10 pieces of bread. It was like I was addicted to it. And now, then all of a sudden you started talking about training and working out and high intensity. And by the way, you're right. Jen, you know, Jen may not, she eats pretty well. And I mean, she's addicted to Insanity or Insanity Asylum. She does these, she's not a performance athlete, but she does these performance athlete workouts and she can keep up with them. And frankly, still to this day, she can blow me away as far as these things go because she's addicted. I mean, it's summertime, so she can go to the gym. She's at the gym right now at a class. She'll probably do something else afterwards. I think Maddie and her friend went with her this morning. But she's addicted to the Insanity, and I'd love your thoughts on that. Now, as far as what I've morphed into in December, what happened was I was running. I'd go to the gym. I tried CrossFit. I threw out my back because of the squats with the heavy weights, and I've never really been into that my whole life. Now I'm doing something that's high-intensity training. It's called Orange Theory Fitness. Jen calls it Orange Therapy for me, and I'd love your thoughts on why, because what working out does to your brain and helping you clear out. But what I found is if I do a mix of bursts of cardio where you bring your heart rate up, let it come down, heart rate up, let it come down, heart rate up, let it get down, and then you do the same thing when it comes to strength, and it doesn't need to be high weights. It could be the push-ups. It could be the TSX type bands. It could be all these different things. However, my body's leaned out. It's firmed up. I look better. Heck, I'm in. I can wear this. I told you for the first time. I'm actually wearing the same size suit that I did when I was 26 years old, and I'm 45. And I'm not trying now. In the past, I was always trying to do something. Now, because of my diet and how I conduct myself on a daily basis, things are just changing naturally.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the research of healthy centenarians and groups of people that really are untapped by marketing. You know, these groups, and they call them this is where Pompa comes in. He memorizes everything he reads. But there's a study, I think it was of a Chinese culture. It wasn't Okinawa. It was another Chinese culture.
Yeah.
And essentially, and they had all these centenarians, the highest rate of centenarians, and we looked at their diet, how they lived, we looked at how they progressed, you know, over this time period, and they studied them when they moved to Brazil or if they moved to America, how their body types and everything changed. But one of the things that they, you know, one of the figures I can remember visually in that book is that the culture actually got leaner as they aged.
Mm-hmm.
So they stayed the same, but right around 80 or so, they actually got leaner. And more lean, and they lived this long life period. Where in America, you know, we do this, you know, and this is wrong. They, you know, you get fatter and fatter and fatter, and it's accepted as a culture to get heavier, heavier, and heavier. And it is fat that's being stored most of the time, so that it is fatter and fatter and fatter, and gaining more weight. And then it peaks, and then it drops. You want to answer why it drops at that, you know, later on in life?
Why does your weight drop later on?
Why do you think everyone gets, you know, fatter, fatter, and fatter, and then it drops off right at the end?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that.
I have the answer for you. Because they get sick, and they get into a hospital bed, and their body starts cannibalizing themselves because they can't get out of bed, they can't move, and they're on a liquid diet, and they get cancer, whatever it may be. So as they get older, they drop off towards the end. So it's the death drop, if you will, in weight. Really sad. Where in other cultures, it stays about the same, and then just a little drop off at the end, and that's because they're getting older, and you know, probably not exercise well out in the fields. But these centenarians, these 100-year-old plus, in this group, in this China study, they actually still are out 90, 100 years old pulling a plow behind their back. And they're not being marketed to, David. They don't know, you know, they just know how to live off the land and how to do what they're, and interact in synergy and harmony with their environment, where in America, it's all about money and marketing. And I'm a marketing guy, so that's a perspective that I'm always going to bring to this. I'm a business guy.
But you know
whoever markets the most, and so are you, marketing guy, the business and marketing the most wins. So this isn't on accident that America is in a state of disease and dysfunction. You've been marketed to, you've been lied to, and they don't care about your health. The pharmaceutical companies don't, the big businesses don't, Coca-Cola doesn't, the Olympics don't, definitely not the food breast cancer. They care about one thing, cashing in on your hard-earned money. So where are you going to invest that hard-earned money? Into someone and into something that's not going to add value to your life and actually is going to cause you to gain weight, get fatter, and then die? Or do you want to live a lifestyle that's balanced and healthy throughout your life where at 100 years old, you're pulling a plow? That means you're pulling your family. You're creating a legacy. You're speaking life and truth into those around you and not becoming a burden. You're becoming a blessing. Because by the time you're 100 years old, David, and I know as I age, I understand I know less and less, but in that less and less that I know, or in my head, I have more and more value to add to the world through my life experience. So that's the kind of the way, and then I can, you know, you can add to that, David, and then we'll talk about insanity and some of the addictions and things and why that happens.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, and Dr. Poppett spoke about this on one of the previous shows, and I don't know if it was when you were on vacation or not. In most societies, if you look at these centenarians and the people who are much healthier, the food source that we have, in most cases, people eat locally. So in the northern climates, they eat more heavy fat, fishes, high meat.
Which is also loaded with a lot of vitamin D, where they don't get much sunshine.
They don't get sunshine. So it's almost like God designed the earth perfectly for where we live. And the problem we as a society that we have is we've got major companies like Monsanto that are genetically modifying. People have modified wheat. People have modified almost every food in the sense of, in the beginning, I think that they had good intentions. They were just trying to solve a problem that may have been out there. They didn't realize, I've got to think that people weren't trying to do things that were going to harm people. However, once we understand that things are going to harm people, then all of a sudden you've got to take a look and say, now greed's involved. The sheer fact of the matter that many of the products that are available for sale, the seeds that are for sale here in the United States, are banned throughout the European Union, are banned through third world and developing countries. Why? Because of the unknown. Well, the things that there are the known, that this, I mean, we're eating pesticides, you're changing gene expression. And then all of a sudden in this country, we're even in great places, the places like Whole Foods still have foods that may have modifications in there that, you know, all natural. Well, all natural doesn't mean anything. All natural. So all of a sudden people through marketing are thinking that they're eating healthy and they're getting all natural, where they're having products that are possibly causing the major challenge that they're having health-wise.
Yeah, they're very deceptive on labels, and you need to know how to read your labels. And because they see all natural, and the standard American is like, I want to eat healthier. Even your cardiologist may have told you, hey, you need to, you know, eat a little more natural foods, and then you see a box of a granola bar that says all natural, but yet it's loaded with, you know, 40 grams of sugar, and it's, you know, oxidizing you and really killing you at the cellular level. Your body cannot process that much sugar or grains, for that matter. So there's two addictions that, you know, you mentioned, one to exercise and one to grains. Now, grains, they're a super sugar. They're more highly addictive than regular sugar, so that's the reason why, because of the type of sugar that's in it. And then two, insanity and running in general, because that's what you're doing. It's a massive cardio workout. The reason you get addicted to that, that's just like anything else. It causes a major endorphin and dopamine spike. Now, that's fine, you know, and that's great for people, especially if you have depression issues and stuff. You just got to go for a run, and that transforms your life. You know, so I'm not saying running is a bad thing. I'm not even saying insanity is a bad thing. But what I'm gonna say is it's not right for everyone, and two, it's not preferable for weight loss if you're doing it every day, because there is a just like when you do an insane workout or you do a major run, a 5 mile run, whatever, that there's a hormone change in your body. There's a dopamine spike, which gives you that runner's high, right? Or that, you know, that insanity high, you just hit it, you know, or if you're a biker, you know what it is, you get in the zone. That's right when the endorphins and some of the pain and stuff goes away, because there's this endorphin spike. But there's also a cortisol spike, which is stress to your body, but also which lends to more muscle burning than fat burning. So, you know, you have to be careful if you're looking to just to do weight loss. You have to do, you know, every other day or maybe 3 days a week, and just focus on that. But the major pink elephant in the room is your diet, and getting rid of grains and sugars, you know, will burn fat better and do more for your hormone change than exercise will ever do. So this is where my pet peeve comes in. When I see someone who's really struggling, you know, and I see them bouncing on pavement, beating the crud out of their joints, they're obese or extremely overweight, and they're really trying hard to get their life back. They know that they're done. They've come to that place in their life. Even their medical doctor may have told them that. They've watched the TV shows. They've now been convinced. And then the culture code says, like The Greatest Loser, right? The culture is still pumping and puppeteering the people to believe that someone who's obese or overweight, you know, needs to calorie restrict, needs to do these crazy workouts. And what you don't know when you watch The Biggest Loser is how many times EMS, you know, the emergency vehicle needs to come in and pick up these people and take them to the hospital because they're doing the wrong types of exercise. Those people in The Biggest Loser, all they need to do is a little bit of functional training, which my personal trainer does, just maybe even start them sitting up and down out of a chair 20 times. We'll get them into a fat burning zone, get them into a place of hormone switch that would benefit them. They need to start there. They have them doing burpees, you know, with 300 pounds of fat bouncing around. That's destroying their body and unhealthy. It's absolutely wrong. And they're exposing it for ratings. And they're hurting these people. There's massive waivers there. And when I talk to some of the experts in the fitness industry, it's maddening because this culture code is out there. And then the culture code of insanity and P90X, and now this wave of group training with, go on, David.
CrossFit Orange Theory.
This major movement in CrossFit, it is wiping out our healthcare industry because of so many injuries. CrossFit is not for everyone. Now, there are some great CrossFit centers out there that will really that know more about functional training, and it's just not something they picked up and started doing, but they have a lot of expertise in this. And they may start you slow and have a startup group, and may you say, hey, you need to personal train with me for 6 months to a year until your body's ready for this high-intensity training. But it's not for everybody. Again, it became this movement. And the same culture code, which tapped in through Rocky, is just push your body as hard as possible and train as hard as possible, like, you know, Igor or whatever his name was on Rocky, and push your body, push your body, push your body, Ivan or whatever his name was, the big...
Ivan.
What was it?
Ivan.
Yeah. So they push your body until you can't stop and push anymore, and they say that's how you get your life back. That's how you get fit and in shape. It's just push, push, push. And that's what the culture believes, but it's absolutely the opposite of the truth. It doesn't work that way. You're hurting your body. You have to build up to that and become, you know, a Rocky, you know, who trains and has been consistently training for years so their tendons, muscles, and actually their body can handle that. And you have to eat the right diet alongside of it because it's a major stress. So if you're watching this video, Warren, where can I start? You know, if you're overweight, start with just moving. You know, do the most basic of workouts. If you just grab two, you know, 10-pound dumbbells and just if you can't and your knees hurt and stuff like that, you maybe just want to do in a chair and go like this, you know, 20 times to your breath goes and take a break and do that and then build up, you know, over time. And you need to ask if you're getting personal training, you need to ask them their philosophy. I interviewed several personal trainers till I found one that I believed in their philosophy. He didn't believe in the CrossFit philosophy. When I first started out working, I was an all-American athlete, and I eat the perfect diet, I do exercise, but then I decided to get a personal trainer. And how he started me out is he did a bunch of movements to see where there's imbalances in my body, and I just did a lot of movement-type training and stretching. And I still was sore, burned out, and got into heavy breathing and into that burst training zone just from doing, you know, basic movements where I would, you know, do steps and just come down and do steps, you know, down the track and back again. And then, you know, just some yoga moves and things like that just to get stretchy, you know, more elastic and build in some of the weaknesses, a lot of core work so that I can build up to some of the things I'm doing now 6 months later where I'm, you know, actually pushing a sled or I'm flipping tires or I'm able to grab on to, you know, and pull-ups on, you know, with your fingers, you know, for like rock climbing, you know, yeah. things. And it just all this stuff now, but I couldn't have done that. So it's neat that he progressed me safely and specifically and watched, Warren's weak there, let's work on his weaknesses, let's get this up because that's going to be injury. Oh, your knees are hurting, let's back off on that. You're not going to hear that in CrossFit. They're going to say, push through the pain, you know, and you wind up destroying your body, your joints. And the healthcare industry loves it because it's, you know, making them a lot of money and injury.
You and I talk with a lot of chiropractors, and as far as people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, a lot of the new injury cases aren't from car accidents. It's from the CrossFit-type exercising that people are getting involved with. But here's an interesting thing that I've noticed recently. The reason that I crave the run or the workout is because I love the sweat. Getting totally drenched feels great. Now, here's one of the things that I realized. I don't think that it's the run necessarily or the workout. It's that sweat and getting the toxins out. And since I have the TheraSage sauna, mm-hmm. you know, I could go in the sauna for 30 minutes and come out and feel that exact same way that I did afterwards. It's like the release of toxins from your body. So I think that what you're talking about, there's something here that it's the workout doesn't need to be as long. It's getting that sweat and getting the toxins out of our body can do such amazing things for us. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, and just so you know, when you have a lymphatic sense system, you know, again, I am not a biologist. I have biology background. I have a master's degree in chemistry, but it wasn't in, you know, the human body biology. I didn't take anatomy. If you will, that's one course I didn't take in college. But there's a lymphatic system. If you can look up lymphatic and then hit pics on Google and look for pictures, you'll see that you have lymph all over your body. And in order to, those lymph don't have, it doesn't circulate, it circulates by your body moving. So that pushes, you know, the toxins down into your liver and your colon, and then you excrete them either via, you know, urine or feces. And to be honest, that's where your toxins move through your body. So if you're sedentary, mm-hmm. Not moving, which is what that means, if I pronounced it correctly. You're sitting in this chair all day, you're not moving. This lymphatic system is not being circulated. You're just sitting. So movement is what is the engine that drives the lymph, you know, moves the toxins out of your muscles and tissues, and it drains, essentially, your lymph. It drains your body of, you know, extra fluid, of toxins. Those are your lymphs. And a lot of people get lymphatic cancer. Know why? Let's wonder. You have toxins sitting in there, changing gene expression, causing inflammation. Inflammation leads into cancer. So when you're moving, that movement is very important. So when you're saying, hey, I need to move and sweat, the movement is key. So if you're sitting at a desk all day, you're setting yourself up, you know, to become a toxic bomb. You're not moving anything out. You're not sweating, which your skin is one of the major detox pathways in your body. This is an organ, you know, that breathes and interacts with the world. That's why whatever you put on your skin goes into your bloodstream, you know, transdermal, they call it. Also, you know, if you, like in my toxicology training, if you stuck your hand into a toxic environment, right, and didn't even, you know, none of the rest of your body was exposed, but there was toxic gases, it would still kill you. Because the gases would go into your, soak in through your skin, go into your bloodstream, and then attack and kill you that way. You don't have to breathe it, see it, whatever. So when you've seen those movies where you have the full suit, so any exposed skin area, it doesn't take much, you're gonna die. So your skin interacts with the environment. So really important. That's why you gotta have a healthy home. You know, even if you didn't breathe in your home and you had toxins, the formaldehyde would soak in through your skin. So you need to be movement. Movement creates the engine for your lymphatic detoxification, yeah. And then also the sweat. That's why the far infrared saunas are so at the scientific level so powerful. Not only because of the wavelength that activates the cell and creates cellular energy, and but it also those waves penetrate in and heat up and essentially off-gas, if you will. Off-gas is a bad word, but evaporate the toxins, if you will. They push them out of the cellular, the tissues, the fat mainly, and it kind of evaporates them, if you will, and they come out or they become included with the liquid in your body as sweat, and then they evaporate out, and, you know, that's how they remove the toxins, and it's a great system. Now, people will tell you foot baths work, where you're just kind of like sweating your feet. And again, there's probably a minimum amount of toxins come out there, but when you get into an infrared sauna and you sit in, your whole body becomes, your skin becomes this detoxification evaporation zone because it's penetrating down into your fat and your subcutaneous tissues, and it's off-gassing some of the fats, you know, the toxins store in fats, and it off-gasses a lot of those toxins or evaporates them out of your body. So it's a really useful tool. So what Dan, you know, teaches, Dr. Pompa, I call him Dan because he's my best friend and brother, brother from another mother, I have to say it, but it's true. And what happens is you exercise, so your lymphatic is really moving and grooving, you're really releasing a lot of toxins through exercise. Now, many of you get sick after you exercise, it could be you're so stinking toxic that your body can't handle the circulation of what you stirred up, like a bee's nest of toxins that are now stinging your body all over on the inside, causing inflammation. So some of you that exercise and get sick afterwards, your body's not adapting to that stress, and two, you're circulating toxins, and that's not good. So what we do is after, you know, workout, we'll take some carbon, the Catch, DTX, I believe. Clear, is it Clear and Catch? Nope, it's Bind.
Nope. Bind. You're going years back now, buddy.
Yeah, so the Bind from Systemic Formulas, more specifically, and then you go into the sauna, and now the sauna is really moving out some of those toxins out of your body, evaporating them, and then you're, instead of those toxins circulating in your body, you're catching them in your colon and gut through the carbon and moving them out through your body. So, you know, it's amazing. Exercise is critical and important when it's done correctly, but if done incorrectly, it can be a stress to your body. It can cause you to become more toxic, right? Some of the things we've talked about. And we're debunking the myth that the harder you train, the healthier you get, or the more you run, the healthier you get, or the more you run and the more you exercise, the more weight you lose. It's not true. You might lose muscle, you know, more muscle and lose more weight that way, but that's not what we want to do. We want to have a good metabolic girdle, meaning we want to have muscle or a nice engine to continue to burn calories, have oxygen flow into your brain to make you feel better, to make you perform better at work, and all those things, especially for folks like me who sit in front of a computer for 12 hours a day doing things like we're doing
working
today.
Out.
There you go. So get up and move. Movement. Movement's power. Even if you did nothing else, but worked out twice a week doing some burst type exercise, and type in burst training into Google and find a simple burst workout, you know, two dumbbells in your office and just did that, that would start moving you forward. And you still get the endorphin rush, David, of an insanity workout. You still feel better. You still get oxygen flow to your brain. You still detox. You're moving your lymphatic, and you'll sweat as well.
Perfect. Any final thoughts to leave our viewers with today?
No, I think we summed it up great. We're looking forward to the next several weeks. I'm going to try to bring on an exercise expert and Phil Kaplan.
Exercise expert. We've got cellular experts coming on. We've got some amazing guests that we're going to have on over the next several weeks.
Yep. And so everyone, prayer and thankful for Dr. Pompa, who pours so much into this mission, having some time with his family. This weekend, and he's actually speaking to a large group of clients for one of our platinum physicians that's part of our program, and to bring this message to a group of potentially people that are sick and dying in California right now. So really excited to be able to do that tomorrow morning. So everyone who's a praying type person, Just pray for them and pray that the message is heard clearly, because it's the opposite, guys, of what we're seeing in marketing. And it's really sad. So we need to speak truth and love to the world about the truth about exercise, eating, you know, diet, detoxification. I mean, there's a lot of lies out there, inside and outside even the natural healthcare industry. So be beacons of truth, speak a life and truth and love to people, guys, and we can change the world together. Thank you for watching Cellular Healing TV today.
Thanks, Warren.
You bet. Blessings, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.